Stevie Wonder. You were around him when he was a teenager, I believe.
Yeah, when little Stevie Wonder, yeah.
Little Stevie, yes.
Incredible player, incredible, highly talented. I've only met two really musically talented people in my life. One was Stevie Wonder, the other one was Hampton Hawes. They were the most talented musicians I've ever seen. Stevie could take two pieces of chord and make a sign out of it and write a song at the same time. And he can still do it today. And I met him, he was young and enthusiastic, and I was telling the kids yesterday, I said, in music, timing is everything. The young girls hoop and holler, but with Stevie, they hooped and holler because of his music. He does a high tune way up high, and all of a sudden drop down and picks up a harmonica and says, ba 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 ba, Alfie. That's like jumping out of hot water right into cold water. Every night I would see him faint, and I said, the only reason I wasn't fainting is because I was playing.
But back then, I suppose his hit was I Was Born to Love Her?
Yeah, that was the tune that got us to London, his first European tour, yeah. I saw the impact of the media, radio and television, because we played that tune on a TV show called Top of the Pops, and they sold literally 150,000, 200,000 copies that day for one tune, that day. And I realized the fact that the media has an incredible impact on how you deliver music.
You had breakfast with him one time.
Yeah, I had breakfast with Stevie. He asked me what time I got up, and I said, I get up early. So the next morning, I heard somebody scratching along the wall. I opened the door, and it was him looking for my number. He said, man, let's go eat breakfast. So we went to eat breakfast, and they had him eating with his hand. And I said, no, man. I said, this is a knife, this is a fork. Eat scrambled egg, whatever, but eat with a knife and a fork. And when I came back, I took him for a walk. And when I came back, the, quote, road managers were in the lobby and four or five other people, they were looking for him, couldn't find him. And they were mad that I would take him off someplace. They said, don't you ever take him anyplace, blah, blah, blah. And then I realized the fact is what they were doing to him, you know. Because I do believe, and this is me speaking, they want to keep him dumb, blind, and crazy. And they didn't want him to put a dollar in his pocket, get up there and sing. But genius will rise to the top no matter what.